Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive, if you can't tell, I'm losing my voice here at the beach. It's all that salt water in the air, I think, here.
Sure.
Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have sent us down here. I only sound hungover. I actually feel pretty good, better than I did yesterday. Gold Rush Sevens Doublers are here. We are at Mako at the Ocean City Convention Center, and this thing has to end soon because I need to go home across the bridge because I've been over here with these Eastern Shore people too long. Way too long. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions have water that will cure me. I literally have Royal Farms coffee in my this is a Maryland Lottery mug, so I have that going on. Our friends at Jiffy Lube have sent Luke, who they do allow into Orioles games and to Ravens games of practice, to do that this week while I'm down here with electeds and special appointees as well today. Our defending champion, Carl Anderton, better known throughout the Eastern Shore and Lower Delmarva as Cornbread, joins us here along with Wicomico, and that's not the war, that's the WIC in
right.
the Wicomico. She's the county executive for Wicomico County. I went to bed early last night. It doesn't sound like I did. It's so loud at these parties down here, and I talk to so many of you. I've been dancing with you, talking to people, secrets this, fakers that, blah, blah, Republicans, Democrats, mm-hmm. Hartford County, Howard County, Prince George's County, because I can't call it PG. So I'm out of gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me, how do you guys do this, honestly?
It's gorgeous, Prince George's County. And also, that's a beautiful mug, by the way. If you leave that sitting on this table for more than 45 seconds, I'm going to take it home.
I already gave you a lottery ticket.
I know,
now,
I'm taking it too.
Times are tough over the shore.
But
how are you guys?
We are good.
Yeah. You got in the middle of me and him, and I think
I know.
This is a previously established
relationship.
No, I don't know. He's a Republican. You know,
well,
so,
okay.
You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
So, you know, like, we all got to get along here.
It's a beautiful courtship. It is.
Tell people in Baltimore about Wicomico County.
Sure. So Wicomico County, you know, you were talking about being exhausted.
I pronounce it wrong. I call it Wicomico.
It's
Wicomico.
Well, yeah, you got to give it in
she
the time.
She has that Baltimore County twang on it of Wicomico.
Wicomico.
It's Wicomico.
You can do either one.
Yeah. All right.
But actually, this is home for us, so it's actually kind of nice. We're back and forth. I have to go do the ribbon cutting for our county fair this weekend, so it's kind of nice to be able to go back and forth. You know, usually when Mako's on the other side of the usually the winter one is here as well.
It's in Cambridge.
So your county begins at that community college, like where the chickens are pretty much?
It's a little bit before that. So we're down a little bit further. So,
so is the stadium in your side?
Yes.
Okay, so stadiums.
So we have a stadium. We have Salisbury University.
Warwick.
Warwick is in there. So
We have a zoo. We have the second largest airport in the state. The only other one with commercial airlines. I think there's a second airline coming soon.
There is a second airline coming, so we are super excited because we'll have a direct flight to Florida from here, so that's really nice. So we're going to steal some of that BWI
traffic. Where are you sending them? Orlando? Where are we taking them?
Probably MCO. Yeah, we're thinking Orlando. I thought it was going to be like more of the West Palm Beach area.
M-I-C.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. Exactly right.
All right, so for being a Baltimore guy, I've talked to Cornbread before, and I'm probably going to try to broadcast down at Salisbury next month because I'm doing this crazy oyster tour. It's my 26th anniversary. Ignore the 25th cupcake on the screen. We're going to 26 soon. It's got to be my artist. I got things happening here. But it's our 26th year, so I'm doing these oysters, and I come over to the Eastern Shore. I really started to love it. Like, you know what I mean? Like some ugly pie. I began my day today with some ugly pie.
It's the best way to start.
I did it. I mean, we stopped. I had a little oatmeal butterscotch cookie, too, from there. So I'm learning places over here, but I'm learning so much about the water, so much about agriculture. And then the growth part. I've been coming here my whole life, but I drive through, as I've told him. Nobody stops in Salisbury. You keep going because the girls were at the beach. The beach at the beach.
I know.
You know, everything was at the beach. The bars, Batman was at the beach. So we were always in a hurry. Now I get a little older. I've stopped. I mean, exploring Blackwater, getting off the road a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've gone up Suicide Bridge and had me a crab cake. There's a carnival, like a weekend carnival that has an oyster that apparently is delicious.
Oyster fritters,
it's Hebron. Hebron Fireman's Carnival.
But right now the
Sharptown.
Sharptown. That's the one I've been wanting to do.
You want to get you an oyster fritter sandwich, bro.
Mm-hmm. That line is long. Get there early.
Yes, indeedy.
See, people don't know about
that.
I've learned about this. And 2 years ago, I came this close on a Friday night of like abandoning here to go to that Sharptown.
It would have been worth it.
I've seen pictures. It's like a complete community. It's like out of a postcard.
It is.
It's been worth it.
It's like out of Hoosiers.
Put a little relish on there. You're good to go, man.
So what's important to the people like Wicomico?
Wicomico. Why Comico? Yeah. Well, it's actually kind of what you said. So, you know, with Carl's new job now, you know, he's not our delegate anymore.
Well,
which
I'm about
is
to learn
sad.
About that. Yeah. I was trying to get be nice to you yeah. as the new person. Then we'll get to him.
Yeah, but our job is to get people to stop, right? So, like, we want to, you know, showcase what we have going on. And so we're not just that drive-through town. We are a place to stop before you get to the beach. So I think that's kind of where this new job may come in, where we're really pushing economic development and, you know, really want to see good growth, you know, where it should be. So
can I be nice to Salisbury for a minute so they'll welcome me back to, sure. to Mogan's Oyster House
yes,
next month and
absolutely.
All that? My wife and I were dead set on going to Ugly Pie, right? And we learned about Ugly Pie because of Grace Foxwell Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me that relationship a few years ago with Jake
yep.
Day, who I also text on the way down. Is supposed to stop by, and he's y'all are here. He's big shot now.
Well, so you
he's
know.
Got, secretary.
Hey, secretary, secretary, something. Yeah, but I hit him, and my wife and I were Google mapping, and we, like, the bypass road never existed when I was a kid, right?
Right.
So you had to come through Salisbury, even though we didn't really stop much, but there was always that Arby's that always had special milkshakes on that corner.
That's right.
And I said to my wife, I think we're making a right at the Arby's, and it was a block too soon to get to Ugly Pie. So we, like, wrong turn.
Right.
On that, you know, we made the wrong turn at the Arby's in downtown Salisbury. We went down to the bottom, and I'm like, no, let's go down here. There's a little park.
Mm-hmm.
We got down to this park, and my wife, like, sort of stopped the car, and there were, like, ducks. And then on the left, there was an elementary school that looked like it's out of, like, a 1950. It looks like a movie yeah, set.
It's the original high school in the
Wicomico
county.
Yeah. Middle School.
Yeah, it used to be Wicomico High School.
Tell him who spoke there.
You tell him.
No, you tell
You're
him.
You're the county exec. You tell him.
Who was spoke there?
Was it FDR?
A famous guy, yeah. Pretty famous.
FDR.
I think it was JFK.
No, I thought it was FDR.
No. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was some
two good Democrats. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm
yeah.
on to you guys today.
Yeah. Right.
So I made the turn, and my wife's like, this is beautiful. And I said, well, you know, when Jake Day came on, he and Grace were like, the zoo, the zoo. My wife loves animals, right?
Right.
The zoo, the zoo. I didn't know Salisbury had a zoo until I met with the mayor.
Right.
So y'all got to, you know, I'm trying to help you back home for people to stop. But
mm-hmm.
we made a wrong turn to get the most delicious pie in the state. No offense, Rodney. But they make some great pies down there.
Right.
They really do.
Yes, they do.
And we, you know, we dropped $20 right there in Salisbury, back on 50, boom.
Right.
And next thing you know, we're at the Warwick Community College and mm-hmm. then Ocean City, Maryland. One of my favorite places. So I've been coming down here my whole life. But
me too, brother.
Stopping and making us stop. What makes one stop in your county?
That's what makes them stop right there.
The zoo?
The zoo, the park. You know, it's a opportunity when you've been traveling all day to kind of chill out for a little bit before you get over here to where it's hectic again. You know, I mean, we're the hub of Delmarva. It's the literal crossroads, the literal geographical center of the peninsula. We are 30 miles from the ocean, 30 miles from the bay, 100 miles from the tip of the peninsula,
and
100
the seafood's
miles to the other
this
tip.
Much fresher than it is.
Amen, brother.
The Bay Bridge, right?
Way
well,
much fresher.
Well, and I think it's good, yeah. too, because if people are in an ocean city, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Ocean
right.
City. If you want to take that break, you know, if you want to go to a Shorebirds game, or if mm-hmm. you want to come to the zoo, or if you want to do that, you can, you know, bring your whole family back, you know.
He's
way.
Trying to get me Shorebird.
Yes, ma'am.
Know?
Absolutely.
Well, that's
yeah,
so
right
one thing on. We all share here that I have with him is that he is a Raven and Oriole maniac
yes.
who lives really far from the stadiums as I see it. I mean, every time there's a concert in Hershey or Philly or Jiffy Lube, and I love Jiffy Lube, but I don't love going to Manassas, it's like it's a long way. I see you on a flatbed truck with some of your boys on
yeah,
game
man.
Day. I have literally walked through Camden Yards and the football stadium and just
there
bumped
you
into you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you live way over there. You're driving home. Then you get a room, right? You're like,
no,
we're
we
going
got
home.
This.
We're going
it's just,
home.
We call that round the corner. You know, I mean, we're 2 hours from everywhere. It's a geographical oddity here, so we just get used to traveling. Yeah, but it's I love being up there, man.
I don't think you would have endorsed me if I wasn't a Ravens fan.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
You a Raven fan too?
Oh, huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huge.
She tailgates with us.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's talk some football then.
Derrick Henry, we're ready.
So I would say this. This is my 33rd year doing sports radio in mm-hmm. Baltimore, right? And we didn't even have the football team.
That's right.
I was a lobbyist to get the football team that threw me out, that took $600 million that people like these gave to a billionaire to then move the media up into the corner and use it as an excuse to throw me out. But that's another story altogether. The season starting with this expectation for both of these teams baseball team, the pitching, you know, whatever, but they're going to play games in October. Mm-hmm. The Ravens are going to be playing in the middle of that. And there's a level of expectation in our audience that I've never seen before mm-hmm. where they're ready to crush the manager again on the baseball team. And the football team, it's, well, we win two playoff games. It's not enough. I mean, the bar is really, really
excellence.
High.
But that's good, though. It should be that. I mean, we don't want to be like Cincinnati or –
Some just getting there.
Yeah, podunk cities where they're like, oh, yeah, man, hey, man, the highlight of our year is making the playoffs. No, that's expected. That's expected.
Why are the Ravens going to win the Super Bowl, Cornbread?
Well, if we can stay healthy, we have the best roster in the league, top to bottom. If we can stay healthy, that's always our issue, man, is health. You know, ever since about 2014, it's just been like there's always one section of this team that's always just banged up. It's either the offensive line, defensive line. Normally it's the secondary. We never can have enough corners or safeties. Never.
You sound like Luke Jones.
But it's the truth. Am I lying?
Plus, we can't leave the run game either.
Am I lying?
We can't leave
what
wins
right.
us games
gotta
and then change
we
it in the
playoffs. Do what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it.
Harbaugh ran the ball three times in an AFC championship game.
Ridiculous.
It's terrible.
I sat there
and
watching
and nobody's
it.
Even thrown
we were
it.
There. Yeah, we were in the governor's box. We were there.
We were yelling, like, run the ball.
Jerry Coleman was in my seat in the press box.
Listen,
So
Wes Moore is next to us. Yeah. We have Adam Jones next to us, and we're watching it. And Wes had to do, you know, he's got to do the governor thing. And I told him, I said, if you get up one more time and these Ravens do something bad, you got to sit in the seat. Stop moving. I'm very superstitious.
That's superstitious. Don't do that.
It was
superstitious. To do with that.
I know.
Well, then I won't
there
talk.
Was not much to cheer about that. Yeah. I mean, for all the money people spent, all the and that leads to that disappointment. Leads to we got Derrick Henry, which is the first thing the county executive said, right?
Yep.
For three years, every time at the trading deadline offseason, I say to Luke, they need Derrick Henry. And then Luke and I go into, that's a lot of money for a running back. They don't traditionally spend money on running backs. They, you know, they're going like everybody else, cheap, cheap, cheap. One of my really good buddies who's as big an Oriole fan as you, Chad Wiesling, who is a sports agent. He's the agent for the running back from the Raiders that's now with the Packers, Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs. Yeah, right now.
So he was at the forefront of trying to figure out how running backs aren't getting paid. And much like you guys as politicians, standing up and saying, come on, man, they're running the ball. They're not $2 million players. You know, they're $10 million players. So trying to find that money, and the Ravens were all in on that. And then all of a sudden, bad knees on Dobbins, young guy gets hurt. We need a running back. To me, the Derrick Henry thing, if they win the Super Bowl, that's the lead story for me. That's the lead of they got their running game. Now, the lead story is going to be the offensive line.
Right.
I mean, Joe D'Alessandro's now gone with this sickness. I haven't been home in 2 days. Even Luke's been writing about it at Baltimore Positive. Mm-hmm. But the offensive line on, you know, August 15th is still a scramble, a bit of a scramble. We haven't seen it. I'm an old school football guy, man. Like, I've seen a lot of football. That's worrisome for me.
Well, that's the cornerstone of your whole team is your offensive line. If you can block, hold, you can do anything. If you can't block, you ain't doing anything.
You know what? Every offensive lineman I've ever met in my life says that.
True story, though. True story.
Brian Baldinger agrees with you.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the one thing we probably agree on. But but they're right. I mean, you know, that's your cornerstone. That's your foundation block. You know, your pass game, your run game, everything revolves off having time. Time to get through, time to get around, time to let things open up. So you have to block. I see what DaCosta's doing by drafting these young guys and getting himself into a nice 5-year window on that line.
Well, that's the sport. That's
right.
The sport in
that's
baseball,
it,
too.
And that's the way it goes now. You got 5-year
windows.
They
got to work cheap.
Yep, right. And so, you know, once you're paying a quarterback $50 million a year, something's got to give, you know. And so if he's got lightning in the bottle with this, and I think he does, I mean, there's some real talent on this O-line. And if that comes together and we're able to make the, you know, hold this line, open up these gaps, you know, and allow for things to develop downfield, I mean, there's no reason why.
Linderbaum's a Pro Bowl, right? No doubt about that. They drafted that, and there was speculation when they, you know, dealt Hollywood Brown away. I want to see Lamar throw the ball and not have to run because Derrick Henry's running.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I want him to run because he wants to. That's when it's fun.
I want him to throw more because, look, quarterbacks stay healthy when they don't run. I need him to stay in the pocket, throw
She's
the ball.
She's speaking my language now.
Yeah. I
don't want my quarterback running
runner.
The linebackers.
My thing is this. Let that man cook. Let him do what he does.
I want him to do that, too.
Right.
I want him to do that, too, but we also want him to stay healthy, too.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Julie, do you know how you got the name Cornbread?
I do know how he got the name Cornbread.
Do you want to tell a story?
There's my version of the story and what I know, and then maybe
we'll
the
tell
truth.
You
I have a feeling there's lore involved.
There is lore.
That's
there
not
is lore.
Accurate.
So, Carl, I do have to say, and my director of administration, Bunky Luffman, was kind of his sidekick here. They do a fantastic job. It doesn't matter if you are testifying on a bill. It doesn't matter where you are. They quote movies all the time, and they will have these like movie quotes, and they will do, you know, their thing. And
I've done it 4 times in this interview. So.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's, yeah. It's amazing. So, you know, I think you were in the General Assembly, like ready to go, and you said they call me Cornbread,
well,
and
it. It, I mean, I used to work on the radio.
Right.
And so that's the name I used on the air.
You were the huckster at the baseball games, right?
I was it. Yes.
Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah.
And that's how they found me.
You were the wild child in between innings.
Yep.
Selling fried chicken for Mr. Purdue.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I guess I should say that it prefaced there, and then that
it takes a tough man.
Yeah, to raise a tender chicken.
There you go. There's no better ad for Wacomico
there
County
it
than
is.
That,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, we love Purdue.
Did I lay that down?
You did. That was great.
All right, so
he'll be
are
happy.
The Orioles going to win the World Series? Because you're wearing orange today, not even
so,
purple.
Yeah, well, purple's in my heart, brother. Pitching. It comes down to pitching. Again, these two teams are hilarious because they both have Achilles heels. The Ravens drafting receivers. The Orioles drafting pitching.
Keeping pitching healthy, maybe.
It's just, one and the same. So if the pitching could come around, if by some miracle they can get healthy and come back to their form, we can absolutely win the whole thing without any hesitation. I think we can repeat 1970 where you have a World Series championship and a Super Bowl.
Just don't
want to
repeat 69
year.
Where they lose.
Well, no.
My dad did bring that up.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I was born in 68.
Or 71.
I was on the planet for all of this. Thankfully, I don't have any memories.
Right.
I got 79. That's enough.
Yeah.
I got last year's AFC championship game.
That's
you know.
Bad.
I've
That's
got
right.
the Cundiff, you know, like.
Think about 2011 and last year. It's going to haunt us forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most important thing is, you know, we've given them the money to solidify these franchises. And now for Eastern Shore people to come to my city, to leave behind money, take with them memories, right? I mean, same things you guys want when people come to the beach.
Absolutely.
For Baltimore, what's the perception? How often do you come to Baltimore?
So I'm actually from Baltimore. So I'm from Catonsville. So we come quite often. My family is right on the outskirts. We come up for Ravens games. We're coming up. You know, I was just up there last weekend.
What made you come down here?
School. So I was at Roanoke College. I transferred to Salisbury University.
SU?
You know, met a guy. Thought I was going to get married to him. Didn't marry him, but ended up kind of falling in love with the shore. And it's great. It's 2 hours away. You know, my parents are right there if I need to get there to them. But it's a great place to live. It was a great place to raise a family. And
well, I hear that a lot. I mean, and as the county executive down here, like, when I come down, the beginning of this conversation was, there's just more of everything. There's more fast food. There's more people. There's more houses. There's more want to be here. The sprawl that used to be when I was a little boy in the 70s, some high rises, you know, up in the 90s, and has now sprawled out, up Delaware, Rehoboth. I mean, you feel, when you get to Salisbury, you start to feel like there's people over here all of a sudden where it used to be chickens.
Yeah, and well, I think that's right. And I think that we're in such an exciting era at this point in time because we're just starting to see that growth. You have the big Ross building downtown. We're going to have a performing arts center downtown. So we get to be in the foundation part of that. And so I think that's what's really exciting. So
Salisbury's going to grow, right, big?
Yeah. And it should. You need to have people in office that are willing. You know, it's very interesting. You know, as Republicans, typically across the state and even across the country, they're all about development, except where I live. You know, they're like, we don't want any development. We don't want anything going on. And for me, you have to grow. So I'm actually one of those people to say, yes, I believe in development. I think we should be developing in the appropriate areas. We need people or else, the city dies. So you have to grow and you have to keep going. So.
No, she's right. And, you know, it's like you said, 20 years from now, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to make sure we do it right. You know, you can only cut the cake one time. So you have to cut it right with all the development. And so
here's the one good thing. With us being a little behind, we get to look at everybody and how they did it and say, well, we'll take that. We're not going to do it that way. We'll
do
it this
way. Do you
see
it differently because you're a city person?
I think I see it differently. So I've been down
there. You were raised amongst Democrats if you're in Catonsville.
Yeah. So
you know what I mean? So
over 20 years. So.
I had a conversation last night with a friend of mine. I'm not going to out him because I'm going to bring him on the show. He's been on the show many times. He's a longtime sponsor. Ran for public office. Love him to death, but he's a Republican. I did not vote for him. He knows that. He's been on the show. He, you know,
still my friend.
But you took his money, though.
Still my friend.
We had a conversation last night at a Republican party that I saw you at. Mm-hmm. All Republicans, Harford County. And he said, we got a a wing ding in the corner. He's the only one I really talked to last night at that party. It was kind of quiet. And I'm not going to out him, but he's going to come on because he's going to speak for himself. But we had to talking about Trump. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to hear one thing from him, and I heard another thing from him. Like, he's a Kinzinger Republican. He is an outspoken, to my ears, I can't believe the people in my party have bought into this 8 years later, that we could have done better than this, we should do better than this. And then there's Larry Hogan over there who's trying to do something way different than Trump without denouncing Trump. Because when you're in your position over here, I see the signs. Mm-hmm. If you denounce Trump here, you're out. That's a really precarious thing, and a thing that I'm a Baltimore County alum, lived there, but I voted in the city for 20 years. City voted 97.2% against Trump.
Right.
That's where I live. And over here, I feel it differently. What happens after November if Trump doesn't win? Does someone like you then step in, and more people that I could at least sit and have a conversation with, not like Andy Harris, who I've never met in my life, who I can't even touch him. You know, if he sits next to me, it probably wouldn't go well. When you can't have a conversation with people, it's over. I think there's something about you being from Catonsville that allows you to be more moderate here on mm-hmm. issues that involve money right away. And I don't know all of your politics,
yeah.
but the first thing you said is, I'm Republican fighting against Republicans about land here
yeah.
because they want to, conservative by nature, right? Conservative by nature.
So this is my thought on that. There are only a couple of topics, I think, that make it so far left or so far right. Most people, I feel, fall in the middle. And so it's about common sense. So for me, I have to be the county executive for all people. So my personal politics have nothing to do with how I run the county. Conservatively, yes. But for the most part, I have to think about every single person in this county. There are people that want that growth. There are people who want specific things. And so
want better schools and stuff, that's part
exactly
of it, too.
Exactly right. And I was a teacher. So I was a teacher for 17 years. Before I was elected as county executive, so I understand that firsthand.
You bought your own Kleenex and pencils, and
yeah,
you had to do all that.
I've been there.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think you're kind of in the same role too. You know,
yeah.
being a Republican, but you're working for Governor Moore. So there's a vision that he has, and so if you're going to say I'm going to work for the governor, you have to support that, and you have to be, you know, kind of that team player. So I think it kind of falls in the same way. I know, look, there are policies that Governor Moore and I may not get along. You know, we might not agree with, but there are a ton that we do. He's about economic development. He's about opportunities. He's about bringing jobs, and that's what I'm about. So we work on the things that we can work on together. And we have, him and I have such a great working relationship regardless. And so those personal politics we have to set aside, and we have to do a job. We have to do a job for 103,000 people.
Got a new job, right?
Yes, he does.
So tell everybody what your job was, and on a day-to-day basis what you did. Because, I mean, you came up to me at the Preakness a couple 5 years ago and introduced yourself, said you were a fan of my show. I said, thank you. I said, where do you live, Salisbury? I'm like, you do know you can't get AM 1570 there. They said they'd never listen over on the shore. But the internet, you know, has made me accessible to you. I guess when Don Mueller and I started talking politics, I don't know when I came into your world. I know when you came into mine. But your gigs changed. But I looked at how many people actually vote for you. There's just not a lot of people who live over here, you know?
Right.
I mean, I wish I could have won an election with a couple thousand votes because I'd have ran. But in the city, it would have taken a whole lot more than that for me to be involved in politics.
So actually, I started listening to you when you were filling in on one of the national networks.
Oh, in Salisbury. I was on Salisbury Radio.
Yeah. You know, you would do fill-in spots. And then I was across the bridge listening to 1570. And you were talking about a show in Kearney. And this was probably...
That's the barn.
In the barn in Kearney, yes.
1997, 98?
It was probably somewhere late 90s. And I went to that.
How old are you?
You know, I went to that.
Came to my barn show?
I did. Yeah.
Who was the guest?
I did. Ogden, maybe?
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Maybe. Oh,
he came every year.
Yeah. But, no, and it was cool. I think it might have been in 2000.
That's 25 years ago, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you knew me long before I knew you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The realization that 2000 was like 25 years ago.
It's crazy,
so
right?
Crazy.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That
yeah.
in itself is crazy.
And that I have socks older than that, which is crazier. But,
right. Yeah.
So you were... delegate, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so what did that mean? And they voted on you a couple times, and you're a sitting delegate, but you were always sort of, you know, I've run into you in plenty of Democratic events, you know, like, you're not that guy. I mean, you obviously talk to me, right?
Yeah.
Getting appointed by a Democratic, I mean, I find that to be, about as bipartisan a story as I could bring on the air here,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it kind of started, you know, serving in the legislature. You know, it started, it was here before the election. I was talking with then candidate Westmore, and so, you know, he found out that I represented part of the Eastern Shore, and he said, so why does everybody here kind of feel like they're left behind, you know? And I said, I'm not really sure. I said, we've been raised to believe that we're not as important as the other parts of the state. And he said, well, that's something that we need to work on. So, you know, I was like, yeah, I agree. We need to work on that. So we had other conversations over the years.
That's a rural issue. We don't feel that way in Catonsville, right?
No. I mean, I don't. No, I never.
Everybody in Catonsville feels like Baltimore City gets too much and can't do, you know. I've been doing this. I'm a resident. I hear it all, right?
He said he wanted to be genuinely focused on the rural parts of the state. And so as we had other conversations, you know, he was like, what would you do? And I said, you know, you should probably have someone that's geared towards, you know, representing you in the rural parts of the state. And you know, and he was like, then we had other conversations. And then he approached me. He said, hey, you know, I want someone to be focused on the rural parts of the state. You know, I want you to do it. And I said, absolutely. It's a no-brainer.
I think he's done such a good job at listening. You know what I mean? And he sees the potential. He sees where we are. Yeah. And I think that he respects that, too. I think he respects the way of life, but also recognizes, hey, you know what? This was something where I feel that there was, like, a shortfall. Mm-hmm. And so why not find somebody who's from there? I mean, I couldn't have picked a better person, I think, to represent that. So.
All right, I got
to
wrap up, but I'm just going to make one constituent. I'm now a constituent of yours, right?
Yes.
Because you represent the whole state.
The whole state, bro.
Oh, my God, he represents me. Well, there we go. All right, so this is my first official thing for rural. And I've been in every county. I've had a crab cake proudly in every county in the state. Mm-hmm. Might have an oyster in every county before it's all. I don't know why I want to go to Cumberland for oysters, but nonetheless, I might do that.
There was something there I'm going to leave alone. But anyway, as you carry on, you know, because
I'm doing oysters now. You come sit on the show next month and give me all your special appointee stuff that you're doing. And we'll see if you can work on this, okay?
Right.
And get an answer for
it. Let's do it.
Everywhere I drove on the crab cake tour 2 years ago, 21, 22, I did 25 crab cakes in 20 days. Then I did 26 crab cakes in 26 days the following year, a few breweries too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Off the beaten path, off of 50. This does not work. This is the primary communication tool for the whole universe, and it doesn't work, right? So I am literally at Warwick Community College with my wife.
With no service.
And I'm on 50 2 days ago. I'm on 50. Now, this isn't Suicide Bridge up in Hurlock. This isn't down with the geese in Blackwater down in Hooper's Island where they have that delicious crab cake down at Old Salty's.